What is emotional maturity? And why are so many people emotionally immature? How to deal with immature people? This is what we talk about in this episode. Welcome to Minutes of Fact podcast. Emotional maturity is basically about how you manage and understand your emotions. Broadly speaking, it refers to your ability to handle your emotions in a balanced and thoughtful way. It's not about suppressing your feelings. It's about understanding them, recognizing their impact, and responding to them appropriately. Emotional maturity is about recognizing and accepting that life is full of ups and downs, with plenty of unforeseen challenges coming our way, and choosing to stay calm under pressure. It's about choosing to see mistakes as learning opportunities rather than failures, and being humble enough to actually learn what you need to learn from them. And we can't deny that being emotionally mature is important for your mental health, because it makes you more resilient, allowing you to bounce back from setbacks quickly and manage your emotions effectively. Recognizing and addressing your emotions before they escalate reduces anxiety and depression, and emotionally mature people tend to use healthier coping mechanisms, like talking about their feelings or practicing mindfulness, which boosts self-esteem and improves decision-making. When you're emotionally mature, you are more equipped to navigate life's ups and downs without getting stuck in negative patterns, and you're able to view challenges as opportunities for growth rather than enormous obstacles. By fostering a healthy and positive relationship with yourself and with others, emotional maturity equips you with the tools to navigate life's emotional landscape with confidence and ease, leading you to a healthier and more fulfilling life. So, overall, emotional maturity brings you a sense of inner calm and confidence, and it can equip you to navigate life's challenges more effectively. Now, let's talk about how to handle emotional immaturity in others. First step, set clear boundaries. Boundaries are how you protect your emotional well-being and ensure that your needs are being respected, and they are crucial when it comes to dealing with emotionally immature people. Next, stay calm and composed, which is a nice way to say don't get involved or don't take a bait. Maintaining your composure is essential when faced with emotional outbursts, because it prevents the situation from escalating and allows you to respond thoughtfully. Stay calm by practicing deep breathing techniques and reminding yourself that their behavior isn't personal. Then, focus on your feelings, which means to focus on your own perspective rather than blaming the other person. Try framing your concerns with statements like, "I feel upset when," or "I need some time to process this." We'll find this approach encourages you to open communication and allows for a more constructive dialogue. And don't get engaged in power struggles. Emotionally immature people often try to be the one in control, and avoiding this helps prevent unnecessary conflicts and maintains a more peaceful environment. Stay focused on the issue at the hand and don't get drawn into arguments about who is right or wrong. If they try to provoke you, calmly steer the conversation back to the main topic and refuse to engage in blame games. And don't hesitate to offer constructive feedback. So providing constructive feedback can help emotionally immature individuals grow, because it provides them with specific examples and actionable steps for improvement. It just needs to be delivered in a thoughtful way at an appropriate time. Offer feedback when texts are calm and be clear, concise, direct, and positive. But don't forget to limit your expectations, which is about preventing disappointment, letting you accept the person as they are instead of trying to change them, which you can't, and it focuses you on what you can control, which is yourself. Limit your expectations by acknowledging that the other person may not change overnight or at all. Instead, focus on your responses and how you can maintain your emotional well-being, which reduces frustration and helps you stay grounded. And finally, decide whether or not to continue to engage with them. Knowing when to step back from an emotionally immature person is crucial in order to protect your emotional energy and maintain balance in your life. Evaluate the impact of the relationship by asking yourself if it brings more stress than positivity. Consider a trial period of limited interaction to see if it improves your mental state. If the relationship constantly drains you and the person shows no signs of improvement, it may be best to distance yourself. Prioritize your own well-being and don't hesitate to step back from harmful or toxic relationships. Thank you for your time and support. Let me know your insights regarding the subject by leaving a comment below. Reach us out on Instagram Minutes of Fact for further content all about mental health and well-being. Stay safe, stay healthy, and talk to you next time.